Their latest show is called Shaken, Not Stirred, an evening inspired by 007. Surrey Harmony are bringing the glamour of James Bond to the Harlequin on the 26th of November, and here to tell us about this amazing barbershop choir is lead member Angela Taylor. Hello Angela, welcome to the show.
Hello, good morning Annie.
Tell us how you became involved in barbershop singing and how Surrey Harmony came about.
Surrey Harmony's actually been about for more than 20 years.
Oh, really?
And we have won the UK National Championships 5 times in that period and been runners-up 6 times and have had the joy of representing the UK at the International Sweet Adeline's Ladies Barbershop competition in the States. So Surrey Harmony actually has quite a long history and has been about for a while, but it's still going strong and developing as we go.
Very accomplished. Let's talk a little bit about Barbershop Harmony. It's basically a vocal harmony, isn't it? Produced by 4 parts, lead, tenor, baritone and bass. Can you talk us through those parts, starting with maybe lead? That comprises the melody and essentially needs to be sung, I don't know, with real authority and consistency, doesn't it?
Yes, you're right. I'm happy to be a lead. It means I get the melody a lot of the time, but not all of it. And indeed, we do sing that melodic line that you'll recognise from the many popular songs that we sing, so that we carry that tune and often carry the main part of the vocal and the lyric.
And basically, the lead, what you're saying, is responsible for conveying the interpretation, the emotion, the inflection of the song, isn't it?
Absolutely. Although we do rely on our harmony parts to do that too, because they're just as important to delivering unaccompanied 4-part harmony barbershop singing. So, for example, our basses sing a beautiful, rich, full sound that sits at the bottom of the vocal range that we use.
Yeah, we'll talk about that a little bit later. Let's talk about the tenor, because that's a harmony part that's sung consistently above the lead, is that right?
That's right. That's often the highlight of the melody, and you'll hear that highlight note at the top of the range really popping out and providing emphasis and some real sparkle to the sound.
And the tenor really has to have quite a light, quite a sweet, quite a pure tone, doesn't it?
Yes, we often talk about it as being singing often in the head. And tenors are selected because they naturally their singing range is further up the scale. And that's the wonderful thing about barbershop singing, is that people can join us whether they sing low or sing high or in the middle somewhere.
And that pure tone, that really complements, but it's not intended to overpower the lead voice, is it?
No, and indeed, all of the voices are really important. One of the things about barbershop singing is that there are chords, that all of those parts are singing something different throughout the song, pretty much. So rather than being predominantly the lead and the others chip in occasionally, all of us are singing pretty much all the time.
And you need to, if you're a baritone, for example, you need to have a good ear, don't you? Because you sing below the lead, but you sometimes need to sing above it. So it depends on the melody, but you need to be flexible if you're a baritone.
Yeah, you need to be pretty good, because you need to be able to hold that harmony line when it's weaving in and out of some of the others. But yeah, as you say, normally either below or above the lead line, the melody line.
And the baritone, that basically is in the same range as the lead, is that right?
Similar, probably sits slightly below. It's not impossible for somebody to sing both lead and baritone. In fact, some people can sing bass and tenor. Very clever.
Let's talk about bass singers, actually, because they, like you said earlier on, they need to have quite a rich, quite a mellow voice, don't they? Because it's the lowest note in the barbershop chord, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. So they always provide that support from beneath and provide a beautiful, rich tone that really supports the rest of that harmony sitting above.
I think we pretty much established it's a basic requirement, shall we say, to be able to sing in tune, I think. So that counts me out, Angela. But in the barbershop choir, you really need to listen to those around you and be able to blend your voice with others. Shaken, Not Stirred. This is the show that you're doing at the Harlequin. Tell us about that.
Well, we're really delighted to be back at the Harlequin Theatre in Redhill this Saturday. And we're trying to bring some of the glamour of James Bond to the theatre, together with a whole range of other songs songs from our repertoire, some old favourites and some new things that we've been adding to the repertoire since we were last in the theatre in 2014. So we have songs from the 40s to the noughties. No, that's the 2000s to you and me. Everything from Fats Waller to Michael Jackson, Adele, Elbow. So a really broad range of songs from Surrey Harmony. And on top of that, as we mentioned earlier, we have some guests too. So a local dance group, Bastet, are performing with us again, as they have before. And we have a couple of quartets, actually. One ladies' quartet from within Surrey Harmony called Oops, who are absolutely brilliant, got to be seen to be believed. And then Hannah and the Hurricanes, who are the World Mixed Quartet silver medalists, won that accolade earlier this year. And they are joining us to sing a set of their own songs. So that will be brilliant too. And we're very happy to bring them to Surrey for the first time.
And focusing on Surrey Harmony itself, how you're composed, I've managed to have a little glimpse at your work. And the thing that I loved was that the performance felt anthemic, actually. There was real pathos, but it was fun. There was a real element of theatre and drama. Conveying that in your shows, Angela, how easy is it to choreograph this sort of musical presentation?
Oh, well, for that you'd have to ask our choreographer, Sue, because she does all the hard work, along with one of our other members, Jackie, of putting together how we present and perform as opposed to just sing. So I guess the other thing we haven't mentioned about Barbershop is that we don't actually use written music in our performances, so we do learn all of our songs, and also we are not simply standing static for a lot of them, so there is, as you mentioned, some choreography built in to some of the numbers, particularly perhaps the faster ones. And that's a big part of barbershop singing, and something that's probably developed in barbershop, and certainly in Sweet Adeline's, our barbershop organisation, over the last number of years, where we've moved towards more of a performance and more empathy with the audience and more reaching out to the audience, rather than perhaps some of your more traditional choirs who might be much more static, and that just makes it for us much more fun.
It's very collaborative with the audience. That's the thing that I picked up on. It sounds fabulous. If listeners want to come along, what details do they need to know, Angela?
Well, we're at the Harlequin in Redhill this Saturday, the 26th of November. The show starts at 7:30 with doors open at 7. You can buy tickets on the door or from the Harlequin Theatre website, which is harlequintheatre.co.uk. Or you could call their box office, which the number is online, of course.
Okay, and just to get Susie listeners in the mood for what they can expect if they come to your show, we're going to play a piece of Surrey Harmony's work. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, well, the song you're going to hear is My Foolish Heart. Now, this dates back to 1949, when it was written for a film of the same name. And whilst the film wasn't perhaps the best that year, the song itself was nominated for an Oscar. It became much better known in 1950, when it was a massive hit for a star by the name of Billy Eckstine in the States. But it's also been picked up and sung by a huge number of artists because it's just a wonderful song. So Tony Bennett, Frank Sinatra, Connie Francis, Carly Simon, Tom Jones and Rod Stewart. This particular version has been arranged by a very well-known barbershop arranger called Joni Vescos, and Surrey Harmony loves to sing this song.
Well, listen, Angela, thank you so much for coming to visit us in the studio today. Good luck on the 26th. I don't think you need it somehow. Great to talk to you.
Thank you.
That was Angela Taylor from Surrey Harmony. And if you fancy a great night out in Redhill, take yourself along to the Harlequin Theatre on the 26th of November, which is this Saturday, for an evening inspired by 007. Shaken, Not Stirred starts at 7:30 p.m. Tickets cost £15. And you can get in touch with the Harlequin via their website, or you can call the box office on 01737 276 500. This is Surrey Harmony and My Foolish Heart.